Of Let's Get Local here on a Saturday. A little Stevie to kick off your morning as we got things set up. Happy to be with you once again here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM from the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin, as we get into the heart of November with some of this great weather that we all expect this time of year, right? Yeah, it's a little chilly, but that's okay. We got to get used to it. We're Wisconsinites. Got to gear up for the really cold times. But as we continue on our show here and our mission to talk about local businesses and tell their stories, we've got a guest in the studio here today, and it's Brian from over at Madison Computer Works. Brian, thanks for coming over, and thanks for supporting the station.
Hey, thanks for having me here.
So Brian is with Madison Computer Works. Brian, you know the story. Tell our listeners, we hear your commercials here, but tell them about Madison Computer Works again and what you do here right in Madison in our community.
Sure. Well, we've been here for about 40 years, actually over 40 years now, and we're the primary IT for small to medium businesses and residential users. So we're here to help you make it all work, or when there's problems, fix it for you.
And with that, we know computers has been an industry over 40 years. I'm sure you've seen evolve and change so many times. It's something that you have to constantly be keeping up with, right?
It It is, but if you're living it, it doesn't change as quickly for me as it does for the outside world. So each year is like 10 years in the car industry, every 1 year in the computer industry. So I guess after 40 years, I'm like 400 years old now.
We're talking with Brian over at Madison Computer Works. The website is madisoncomputerworks.com. Brian, tell people where you're located, whether they need service, whether they're looking to buy a new machine, or how they can get services from you.
Sure. We're at 353 Island Drive. It's a corner of Mineral Point and Island Drive towards Westtown, right across from Oakwood Village, actually, is where we're located.
And Madison Computer Works. Brian, I know you specialize in helping people with their computer functionality, solving problems. That's really what you're all about. But give people a little bit overview of the breadth of your services and what you guys really try to help people with. Because, you know, sometimes you need guidance on buying a new machine too, and I'm sure you can help them with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, everything changes so quickly in our industry. And when problems happen, and they happen all the time, it's like, where do I take it? Where can I get this thing fixed properly, quickly? Because everyone relies on them, that you can't be without your machine for a long time, and cost effectively. So what we're trying to do, or what we do actually, is offer a fair price for a service that takes care of your needs in the computer industry. And most of our customers are word of mouth, more so than, you know, advertising or even the web itself. So we've been here for such a long time that everyone brings us, if it's broken, if they need help buying a new one, just copying the files over and getting things reinstalled, because it's terrifying for people to replace their computer. We take that sting out of it if they get a new one, whether they bought it from us or not.
It's nice to have a local partner for things like that, I think. And one of the other things, you guys talked about different types of services you offer,
right?
There's care plans where if someone has any sort of issue, you can be their go-to person. How do people get started on those things?
Well, so we offered it before COVID became, you know, a real thing and everything. But during COVID, everyone needed us to remotely support them. It's sort of like in big companies, they have an IT that can remote in. Something pops up on your screen. You're not sure how to do something. Your email's not working. If you have a remote plan on there and you call up and need help, we can pop it up and say, oh, yes, this is legitimate, or no, this is garbage. This is a scam. Don't fall for it. Don't put in your password or username. This isn't real. The remote plans are something that we offer. We do require that you fill out a form and give us permission to assist you remotely. And then we charge you for the time we spend. So if we spend, you know, 20 minutes helping you, we bill you for just 20 minutes. But it's worth it in the moment to get things working when they're not working, because more problems are software related than hardware. Although there's hardware problems too. And then it usually has to come in. If your machine won't boot or you can't get online, we're going to have to see the machine and fix that in order to be able to remote in and help you with your software problems.
You talked about pop-ups, and those can be really concerning and scary, and there's so much more of that happening now. We were just having that conversation before the show. Tell people a little bit about what's happening now, what they need to be aware of.
Okay, so there's a lot of ways that these scammers will take control of your computer and trick you and do identity theft or steal stuff from you. One of the most common ones is a pop-up on your screen that suddenly pops up and says, ooh, this is Microsoft, or your machine is compromised, don't do anything. Matter of fact, you can't even close the window, and people really freak out and they do the wrong thing, which is call the number that pops up on their screen or click on the link that's on their screen. Now, if they're a customer of ours or they have a computer care plan, they call us up and we tell them, you know, if anything comes up and is telling you to put in your username, your password, click a link, call a number, don't do it. Call us up and we'll discuss it with you. If we have a remote plan, we can just close that window remotely in the background and everything, or we can see what's causing it and pull out extensions in your web browsers so it's not constantly doing it. So what I'm saying is the remote plans enable us to see it, but even if you don't have one of those, call us up and talk to us. Do not call the number, click the link, or fall for it. Heck, I'd rather have you just turn your machine off at that point in time and then call us, you know, afterwards if we're not open, if it happens at night, let's say.
And what is that number, the best number to call in those situations?
608-231-8000. So 608-231-8000, and talk to one of our people, and we'll help you get it resolved. Now, that was just one of many. There's email scams where, you'll get an email and say, oh, there's a problem with your Amazon account, your Google account, your this or that. Click and log in to fix it. Or, you know, it hey, there's $400 that's been charged to your whatever, Amazon. You know, if this isn't correct, click here. And then people actually give up their username and password. That's the most common form of compromise of getting accounts stolen, whether it's your email or, you know, your Amazon account. I keep saying Amazon because so many people use it, and it's such a common scam. And people fall for it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, and we've seen those things get even more and more crafty, and scammers making those things look more legitimate. And so you really have to pay close attention to the details. And I love the fact you bring up to put it on people's awareness for email, because we get flooded with emails, right? So when we're looking at hundreds of emails, it's really easy to slip up on one like that.
Boy, it only takes one moment to make that mistake. And then once your email's compromised, I mean, we've had accounts where their email gets compromised, and then you know, they will send out the scammers. We'll start sending out from that email asking for, you know, money, or sending fake invoices to businesses, you know, sometimes for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you're, you know, the company that gets scammed now from the scammers is somebody who's on the email list of, you know, the machine that got compromised. So, yeah, just because you get an email from someone you know and it looks legit, you don't know that they didn't get scammed. If they're asking you for something that's out of the norm, gift cards, wire across money, whatever, pick up the phone and call the person and say, hey, man, did you send me this? Did you really mean you want me, or is this a scam? And then if they say, yeah, I didn't send you anything, that means not you, but they got hacked and scammed.
All these ways, and again, a trusted partner you can always call is Madison Computer Works at 608-231-8000. Brian, thanks for your time. Thanks for what you do in our community and helping us with our computers. Reach out to them, madisoncomputerworks.com. Brian, thanks for being here, and thanks for everything you do in our community.
Thank you.
We'll be back on the other side of the break. This is Let's Get Local here on Devil Radio.
I won't tell no lie. All of the people around us, they say.
Back here at the Solidarity Realty Studios, Jason Hapeman with you on Let's Get Local, the Dane by Local radio show. Well, we feature Dane by Local members, but really we're supporting local businesses all across this wonderful city and community and Dane County area. Again, Brian, you know, we wish we had a little more time with him, and we will have Brian on again to get a little more information about backstory and the history of the business and everything else. But, you know, Brian just kind of jokes that being in the computer industry or in this business for 40 years makes him about 400 years old in terms of experience. So, you know, there's not a better and more trusted place you could go to in Madison with any sort of computer issue than Madison Computer Works. Top-notch service, great people, and people that are here for you. So, madisoncomputerworks.com. Dane by Local has this passport program going on, and I want to tell you about it again. Sponsored by the Bank of Sun Prairie. It's something where you can get out in the community, okay? Visit local shops in cities around the area, neighborhoods of Madison. All those opportunities for you to be a part of the passport program But even more importantly, explore your community, your neighborhood, and support those local shop owners and business owners right where you live. The Passport program is fun, too. That's a big part of it, right? It's set up where you can go into these shops. You get deals. You get bonuses for going there. If you head to danebylocal.com, you can find out more. You can download a passport directly there. You can pick up passports at any of these shops that are listed. And the Bank of Sun Prairie is a big sponsor of that. Of course, the community of Sun Prairie has been very active in the passport initiative here. But it's your passport to local, sponsored by Bank of Sun Prairie, presented by them, sponsored by Madison Essentials. These deals and these opportunities go through December 19th. And something I talked about on the show before was that you can enter in for weekly prize drawings. So you go to a local shop. Let's lay out the scenario. You go to a local shop. You find a great, unique gift after experiencing wonderful service to go along with that great and unique gift. If you spend $10 or more at that shop, you can take a copy of your receipt from that week, turn it in to Dane by Local, send it to Dane by Local via the email listed on the website. So go to danebylocal.com, look up the passports. You send it to that email address. And then weekly, following that, there are numerous prizes, gift cards, and other items that were donated by local businesses that then you'll get as an additional prize if you win in the prize drawing. So, geez, let me add up the pluses here. One, you shop and support a local business. Two, you find a unique and amazing gift that you probably wouldn't find anywhere else. Three, you have a great experience because the customer service at local businesses is top-notch. And number four, you might win a prize or multiple prizes. And once you submit a receipt, your name's in the prize drawing continues, yet name stays in there until it's drawn. And you can have multiple entries in multiple weeks. So you can send as many receipts in as you want, get your name in as many times as you want, and you can win multiple gifts each week or until the duration of the program through December 19th. So that's the Dane by Local Passport Initiative. Great communities, Sun Prairie in here, Verona, the DeForest Chamber has been involved. We've got so many different chambers connecting to this. Businesses on the north side, Belleville, Cambridge, Cottage Grove, DeForest, Windsor area, Fitchburg, downtown Madison. Restaurants to go along with other destination places and stores and shops. Middleton. You've got online specific companies here as well. Oregon, Stoughton, Sun Prairie, as I mentioned, Verona, Wanakee. I mean, pretty much anywhere you live in this community where you're hearing this radio signal, you are within 10 minutes of some of these opportunities to go shop locally downtown or in that neighborhood or in that location and support them and have all the other pluses to go along with it. So hopefully I've made a strong enough case for you to think local this holiday season in particular. As we know, the fourth quarter and the holiday season, especially for our local retailers, is so important. So important. The other thing I want you to think about, because I know it's easy to order on Amazon and I know it's easy to just make that quick online order sometimes. But you spending $50 or $100 on gifts via Amazon, that doesn't mean much to them. You spending $50 or $100 gifts at a local shop can mean a lot to that shop owner. So please take that local mindset this holiday season. I promise you, you will not regret it at all. And you'll be helping make someone's day. And you'll be strengthening your community and the local economy. Wins all over the board. Go local, buy local, be local. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Welcome back to Let's Get Local here on Double Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, WTTN, here in Madison, Wisconsin. Of course, you can catch us on the Civic Media app or streaming online, DoubleRadio927.com, or the Facebook page, video stream, if you prefer. We're glad to have you along for the show each and every week. Great to talk with Brian at Madison Computer Works. Again, reminding you about the Passport program and the Bank of Sun Prairie sponsorship there. Man, they've been fantastic. John over at the bank has been on the program before. And, you know, they're so supportive of the community in Sun Prairie. The Bank of Sun Prairie has been a really great community partner for so many of these local businesses that you see featured in the Passport. So it's really a wonderful community collaboration on their fronts, but also just in general, when you look at the Passport program across the board, how it really incorporates all of these wonderful neighborhoods and communities around Dane County. Those are your opportunities. Now we are going to take our attention to the downtown area of Madison. Well, east side downtown, and talked with Nathan over at Old Sugar Distillery as we welcome Nathan to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, okay, Old Sugar Distillery, downtown Madison. It's a wonderful, wonderful business here locally that has a story behind it. So tell us, our audience, a little bit about Old Sugar Distillery and how it even got started.
Yeah, well, so 12 years ago, you know, I was working at the local homebrew store, the Wine and Hop Shop, and I really wanted to start, you know, a distillery. I was looking into also starting a brewery at the time and decided, you know, I was just more passionate about spirits. So, even though, you know, there wasn't really a track record for a local distillery, at the time, I decided to take the plunge. And it's been an interesting ride. You know, we opened a tasting room, downtown. And the tasting room was much more popular than I ever envisioned it to be. I started the business really to be, you know, production and wholesale. And then the tasting room really kind of took over. So it's really fun, you know, getting to know the customers. We've also had a lot of collaborations with, you know, local breweries and other food manufacturers over the years, that I'm excited to talk about. And, you know, when COVID hit, that was really hard for our tasting room. And in a lot of ways, it still hasn't recovered. But in 2019, we built out an event space. And that has actually been a big driver of our business is hosting big events. So we're hosting everything from weddings, birthday parties, lots of rehearsal dinners. This time of year, you know, corporate holiday parties. So that's been really wonderful having, you know, access to so many new customers, you know, getting them in the door for an event, and then, you know, they find out about us and learn about our products.
I'm talking with Nathan Greenewald of Old Sugar Distillery. Nathan, I love so many things you just talked about there. One, how, you know, how businesses locally especially adapted to the situation here with the pandemic, how you could find ways to, you know, be creative and still reach out to customers in the community. I think, you know, it's been a challenging time, right, for everybody, but so many of these local business owners have been nimble and quick and creative in the process. What do you think that's taught you, and what have you guys learned from the last couple of years just in that mode as a business?
Well, you know, I've known since the beginning of Old Sugar that it's good to be flexible and, you know, let your customers tell you what they want. And so, you know, when COVID came along, we wanted to do our part just like everyone. And we started producing hand sanitizer and, you know, we started selling little, quarantine sets. You know, I love a good gift box, but you know, this was not exactly a gift box, but, so we were selling hand sanitizer along with, you know, our spirits. And so, you know, that kind of helped get us through. We packaged, something like 40,000 bottles of hand sanitizer. A lot of that was sold, you know, just to the city, you know, basically no profit. And then we ended up overproducing, you know, and I ended up donating about 10,000 bottles of hand sanitizer ultimately as well. But yeah, COVID has, you know, been a challenge, and you know, we've been fortunate that we've got this event space that brings a lot of people in. Because it still seems like not as many people are going out to the bars as they did, you know, in 2019.
Yeah, it's a different environment for sure, but I think locally owned businesses have that atmosphere, right, that people want to come to. So tell us about that event space a little more, expound on that. What is it like, and why are people gravitating to that?
Well, it's kind of like everything at Old Sugar, kind of rustic industrial. It's got soaring ceilings. Our ceilings are about 26 feet tall, and lots of light, big windows. And we have a kind of a unique offering. We let people choose their caterer. They can even bring in food or pizza or whatever they want. So it can be anything from fine dining to some pizzas. And we handle the drinks. So that's been really great.
We're talking with Nathan over at Old Sugar Distillery. The website is oldsugardistillery.com, located here in Madison. Nathan, so how can people connect with you for that event space if they're interested in that? What are the easiest ways to book it or to look into that?
Yeah, like most businesses, we do lots through our website. So on our website, there's a web form that you can fill out, and then I respond to those. I'm the distiller, bottler, event coordinator, bar manager,
gatekeeper of the website too.
I have many hats, but I personally am reaching back out to people when they're looking to book the event space.
I think that's a unique thing you get from local businesses, right? You send in a web form and you're hearing from the business owner and founder. That's pretty remarkable.
That's right.
We're talking with Nathan Greenwald over at Old Sugar Distillery. Again, the website, oldsugardistillery.com. Nathan, what are some of the favorites here, especially this time of year coming up on the holidays? A lot of people looking for gift ideas. People enjoy their spirits at the holidays. So tell us what you expect this holiday season to be like for you.
Well, every holiday season is busy for us. I love, putting together a good gift box. Our top seller year after year is our Brandy Old Fashioned set, which is, $50, including tax. And then this year we added a new gift set. We released a bourbon this past summer and worked in collaboration with Quince and Apple to produce some bourbon spiced pecans. And so we have a bourbon and nuts set this year that is a 750 milliliter bottle of bourbon and a jar of bourbon spiced pecans, also $50. So I anticipate we'll be selling a lot of those again this year.
Again, local collaborations. Why is that so important to you to be, working with other businesses that are also locally based, the product's local? Why is that an emphasis for you and your business?
Well, lots of reasons. It keeps the money in the community. We, do business with lots of local farmers. We, purchase thousands of pounds of local sorghum every year for our Queen Jenny sorghum whiskey. And we started producing, in addition to the, pecans that we do with Quince and Apple, we're also doing our own cocktail cherries that are really popular. We sometimes sell out of those. Those are in our Brandy Old Fashioned sets. So that's one reason why we go through a lot of them. But so, yeah, it's just fun working with local businesses. We did a big whiskey collaboration years ago where we worked with six different breweries producing, different whiskeys. And one of the nice things about spirits is, we produced a lot of it and we're still selling them. So it doesn't go bad.
Very true. That's a great piece of the business. It's a long-lasting product, right? It doesn't really expire for you. We're talking with Nathan over at Old Sugar Distillery, the website oldsugardistillery.com. They're located in downtown Madison. Nathan, if people have not been to your location before, again, remind them of the hours of operation, the days you're open at the physical space for customers to come in.
Yeah, so we're only open Thursday, Friday, Saturday. During the holidays, we do sometimes extend our hours. And, Google is the most reliable source of information on holiday hours. We do have a Black Friday market that's a maker's market. We're one of the stops on that. Every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're open generally, mid-afternoon until late evening. So,
And
you can stop by anytime and pick up a gift box or bottles. We also do a lot of bottled cocktails, which especially this time of year, we sell really well. We've got a one we call the Gringo, which is our honey liqueur mixed with horchata. And that's, you know, we've been bottling that, you know, around the holidays year after year, and it's a big hit. And then I mentioned that we do these Door County cocktail cherries, and part of the process in that is we soak the cherries in our rum. And the first year I did it, I didn't know what to do with, 50 gallons of cherry infused rum. And last year I came up with the idea to do a infusion with allspice. And so we've got a rum that's infused with cherry and allspice, and it's just amazing on its own. So we bottle that up as a bottled cocktail for people to, you know, take to holiday events too. So good stuff.
Yeah, important items here for the holidays. So many people enjoy those things during the holiday times and gatherings. Nathan, so if people need items right now, do they need to order certain things by a certain point? How quickly can they get them from you if they want something here in a hurry this holiday season?
Yep, we don't do any pre-orders. We try and have everything, you know, made up ahead of time. You can come in and, you know, grab a brandy old fashioned set or a bourbon and nuts set. And, you know, be out the door in 5 minutes, probably. It's we have everything pre-assembled, try and make it really convenient for the customers.
Okay, with Nathan over at Old Sugar Distillery here in Madison, you mentioned how much you've also given back as well. You know, you're donating bottles of hand sanitizer, so many during the pandemic, things like that to help out organizations. Do you find that as a key piece of your mission and business to also give back locally whenever you can?
Yeah, I think, it's nice to be able to help local organizations. One of the main things we do, like many businesses, is we donate, you know, gift certificates to silent auctions and other types of fundraisers. And we receive more than 100 requests a year for gift certificates. So we're giving out thousands of dollars in gift certificates to organizations every year. And it equates to, you know, tens of thousands of dollars over the last few years.
We're talking with Nathan over at Old Sugar Distillery about the founding of the business, what the business is, and then, of course, how they connect to community. And that's one of the things I think is really important for people to understand when you're looking to spend your money doing that, making that local decision. That's what we talk about on the show all the time. It impacts our local economy more, but it also impacts these individuals who are right here investing in our community. You're supporting them. Yeah, you're getting great product, but you're also supporting them right here. And that's why we encourage people to always think local first and go local, buy local, and be local whenever possible. So Nathan, we appreciate what you're doing at Old Sugar Distillery, bringing that to our community. Tell people one more time about the best ways to reach out to you for product. And then I got to get one from you. What's your favorite gift box set? Like, what's the one that if you were going to get it, what's the go-to there?
This year it's the bourbon and nuts. So, you know, our bourbon's really nice. It's got a little bit of smoked malt in it. And then our bourbon spiced pecans that we're making with quince and apple are just amazing. And, we're discounting that pretty heavily in order to get it down to $50, a nice price point for people. So that's a good go-to this year. Thanks so much for having me. It's nice to be able to talk to people in the community like this.
Nathan Greenwalt from Old Sugar Distillery in downtown Madison. And man, what a great business, great opportunity to connect with them and also find some really incredible product like you talked about. The other thing I love is how, you know, they worked with a very small business to create the bourbon and nuts package and some other things. And the local sourcing is so important. All those things are key elements that I find with so many different local businesses is they're also trying to find and support other local businesses in the process of creating what they're offering. And those are, again, I don't know how many wins we got on the board today, but it's quite a few if you ask me. So Old Sugar Distillery, check them out, oldsugardistillery.com, or you can visit them during their, you know, end of week hours. Check out the website, oldsugardistillery.com. Great products. And some swag over there, too, if you want gift boxes for the holidays. We'll be back for the final piece of the show right after this break. Back here in Madison, Wisconsin, playing the soundtrack for my parents today. Lots of mom and dad's favorites featured on today's program. That's what I'm going for. You know, a lot of these songs back in the day, I don't know who Sloopy was or what that all means, or how they came up with some of these titles and whatnot, but they're fun, right? They're fun. Feel good. And sometimes we need some of those things, a little something to... maybe a little less serious than some of the stuff we see and hear all the time. Anyway, that's not part of this program, but a little factoid about my family and mom and dad who love the oldies. So, mom and dad, shout out to you, playing some of your faves today on the big show. So, we have been talking about, you know, some of the things taking place with Dame by Local and some of the other organizations. There are so many different groups doing incredible things. A few... weeks ago, or about a month ago, we talked with Christy from Free Bikes for Kids. Today is their final bike donation drive of the season, okay? And then they work on bikes all winter and then get them ready for the spring. But today is their last day to donate bikes if you want to donate a bike for Bikes for Kids to give their engineers and their people time to rework those bikes and get them all set for kids in the spring. There are a bunch of drop-off sites. You have a little bit of time left, a couple hours, but if you're sitting there at home right now or near your garage where you might have some bikes that you're not using, Free Bikes for Kids will take them. They will repair them if they're in need of repair. They will gladly accept those donations. Plenty of good places to drop them off. Monona, Delta Beer Lab, that location just off of Rimrock Road. Pio and the team always helping out with those type of things. There's so many locations. You have to go to Free Bikes, the number 4 Kids. Free Bikes for Kids. Look that up now. Take action now. Get your bikes in. Get them out of your garage before winter, right? Create some space for you, but you're also helping them for the bike drive when they can get bikes out to kids after the snow melts here. And this gives them the opportunity to get those bikes in and get them in good working order before the spring. So I encourage you to do that. Again, at Dame by Local, Soups On is a weekly way that you can participate to support local businesses by ordering soup from a variety of places. So many local restaurants that have had some incredible creations as part of the Soups On initiative. You place your orders weekly. You pick up the frozen soup. You keep it for as long as you want. You make wonderful meals out of the soup. And as temperatures get colder, we're all thinking more about those type of meals. And it's just it's a really great opportunity set up by Dame by Local, run through Dame by Local. Amy Johnson has been so involved in that. She's really been the catalyst to make that thing run. And Amy is a champion, former board president. She's fantastic, and hats off to her. But you can place those Soups On orders right through the Dame by Local website. And then it is really a fun program to participate in because of all the different places that are there, but also the different types of soups you can try. And again, I don't know if you made soup on your own, but it's quite a process, right, to make it on your own. There's lots that can go into it. You got to have all these ingredients, and it takes a long time and all this sort of stuff. So if you let a restaurant who normally does that stuff and take their soup creations, you get all the benefits of the good taste in soup and all these different opportunities to experience new things without all of that other work and time spent for yourself. So check out Soups On, also on the DBL website. Told you about the Passport program. I will remind you again until December 19th, but you can submit receipts now. You can support these businesses now. You can get out there this weekend, next weekend, during the week, whenever you want. Check out the passport. There's a digital passport right online, danebylocal.com. Started at the beginning of November, prize drawings weekly. You can find out who wins prizes. Those gift cards and other things that were donated by local businesses can come right to you. And, you know, I mean, hey, it's up to you. But if you win a gift card, I mean, maybe that's a gift for yourself at that point. You know, maybe use that gift card to buy something a little special for yourself. But maybe use it for a gift for somebody else, too. That's cool. Whatever you want to do with it. But anyway, so many opportunities to participate and win. And big thing about that initiative is just getting you out in those local communities and neighborhoods, exploring, finding out more about these shops, the value of them, what they offer. And I'm just telling you, I've gone local my holiday shopping for the last several years, strictly local businesses, and I have found unique items. And when I've given gifts to family members or nieces or nephews or anybody else, and we got together, let's say, you remember the old days? I remember the old days when you'd get a gift and everybody, you know, you had a list. And then as a kid, you'd get like three of the same thing sometimes because that was one of your priority items on the list. And everybody went to the same shop to get it or place to get it or store. Well, just saying, if you go local, you're probably going to avoid that, doubling up on anybody else's gifts too, because you're going to find something that's unique to that store in a bunch of cases. And of course, there's a bunch of local artists as well that create one-of-a-kind pieces. If you're interested in, decorative items, jewelry. We've had jewelry artists here on the program in the last handful of weeks. There's so many different opportunities for you to experience local, what it offers, and just think about that too. Whether you're buying it for somebody that's out of the area or lives in the area. A lot of times you're giving them a one-of-a-kind gift, especially in those local artist creations. So those are gifts that people hang on to. Those are gifts that people remember and that mean something. And like I said, it means something to the person you're giving it to, but it also means a lot to that local business or local artist that you are supporting. So I have made my case. I rest my case. Jim Santel, how do you think I did today? We'll ask Jim next time, next week when I pop in with him. I'll send him an email. Ask him if I made a strong enough case for going local here this holiday season and today. Hey, I appreciate you. I appreciate our sponsors. Big shout out to all of our sponsors. Evolution Financial, SUPEC, EvolutionFinPlan.com, Easy Office Products, EZOP.com for all of your office products needs. And then also, new sponsor, Ula Eyewear. Brittany and the team at Ula Eyewear at Hilldale. Check them out for your eyewear now. We'll be back next week. Let's get local. Outside the pizza box in a few. Let it